Well, crop prices have been kind of stagnant. So, Kim, why don't you give us an overview on some of the crop movements?
Well, let's start with corn, and right after that was the report. It's been running in about a 15-cent range. It's in a slight downtrend. It may be creating a sideways pattern between $3.65 and $3.80. Of course, wheat, it's tied to corn right now. It also established its trading range on August the 13th. It's a 10-cent range from $4 and $4.10, and that's a sideways pattern. You look at soybeans. Now, they started their trading range about August the 9th. Before that was the report between $8.55 and $8.90. It's a slight downtrend. And then cotton, all these prices are in the tank. August the 5th, cotton started a sideways pattern between $0.57.5 and $0.60.2. So all these prices are low and they're really not moving very much.
Is there any other news going on in the crop markets right now?
Well, there's a lot of news bouncing around out there. Of course, Russia probably leads the deal. The one interesting thing I read last week is that Russia's price, they had a sale to Egypt. It was about 10 cents a bushel cheaper than it was a couple weeks ago, and it said it was because of relatively low U.S. prices. So it's interesting that U.S. prices are leading the market right now. You look at Russian production, it's at 2.68 billion bushels. It may be lowered a little bit, and their exports are projected to be down 74 million bushels this year from last year. If you look at the last 3 years for Russia, 1.52 billion bushels in 17, 1.32 billion bushels in 18, and 1.25 billion bushels in 19. So a downtrend there. You look at Ukraine, they're offsetting Russia's lower production and lower ending stocks, and their exports are supposed to offset Russia's. And then hard red winter wheat exports in the United States are 65% higher than they were this time last year.
Last week you were talking about how corn prices, as they were falling, wheat was right behind it. So will wheat prices follow corn prices still?
I think they'll still continue to follow corn. I think wheat's been priced pretty much as a feed grain right now. Of course, I didn't mention in the news, corn, the market's watching closely what USDA's estimate of with their 90 million acres planted versus the trades, 86, 87. So whatever happens there, wheat's gonna follow corn, probably either up or down.
Do you think there's anything that's gonna get wheat prices back to the $5 range?
Yeah, there's a few things that could happen to get it back to the $5 range. Russia's got a third of their harvest yet. They could lose that. And I think any reduction in Russian production is going to end up lower exports on the market. So it'd open up some for us. We could lose the Argentine crop, the Australian crops. Both of those would result in higher wheat prices around the world.
So you're the odds maker right now. So what are the odds that we're going to get $5 wheat before January 1st?
I'd say you got about a 1 in 10 shot. Maybe I just increased
I'm holding you to that, by
okay,
the way.
Yeah. Okay, 1 in 10 then. We'll stay there.
All right, thanks, Kim. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.